It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
As we start our study today, let me say that we will be looking in the book of Revelation. We're going to start in Revelation chapter 13, and of course we'll see some other scriptures along the way. But in Revelation chapter 12 and 13, we're introduced to the satanic trinity. Satan imitates God the Father, the Antichrist imitates God the Son, the false prophet. We're going to look at the false prophet later on. The false prophet imitates God, the Holy Spirit. Well, let's give our attention once again to this man, who will be known as the Antichrist. Now, these verses give us some important details concerning his mission, his methods, and his miracles. Well, let's consider these first 10 verses of Revelation chapter 13 and talk about the beast from out of the sea. Revelation chapter 13. Let me encourage you to have your Bible open and follow along as I read. Revelation 13, verses 1 and 2. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. Well, this is how the beast originates. In other words, how does he originate? How does he come about? Well, John stands on the seashore here. This is John the Apostle, of course. Some people call him John the Revelator. He's also the one who wrote the book of John under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I remind you once again that the entire Bible is written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It's God-breathed. It is the Word of God. But John the Apostle stands on a seashore, and a mysterious beast rises from out of the sea. And of course, this is symbolic language. The sea here, I believe, is in the Bible, represents the masses of humanity. Now, this individual comes up out of the sea will come from among men. In other words, while he may possess power that surpasses all the other great rulers of men, he will be nothing more than a man. We need to keep that in mind. Now, the Antichrist will be empowered by Satan, and he will wield tremendous power and authority. But unlike Jesus Christ, he will have a human mother and a human father. He will not be a God-man like Jesus. He will be a man who receives his kingdom and his power from Satan himself. Well, where will he come from, and what will be his nationality? Well, let me say this, that no one really knows. There are some that may try to tell you they know who the Antichrist is or will be, but actually no one knows. Notice this, Daniel chapter 11, verse 37, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, now speaking of the Antichrist, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all. Well, Daniel chapter 11, verse 37 tells us that he will not regard the God of his fathers. This verse leads many to speculate that he will be Jewish by birth. Well, the fact is, no one knows, and anyone who claims to know is off-base if they try to tell you they know who the Antichrist is going to be. It's just not clear. Well, the beast. How does he operate? Well, these verses give us a little insight into this man called Antichrist. The symbolic language tells us something about what kind of man he is, and also something about the nature of the kingdom he will rule. Revelation 13:1. Once again it says, And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. What about the 7 heads? Well, I believe the explanation for this is given in Revelation chapter 17 and verse 9. It says, "And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains, on which the woman sitteth." Well, Revelation chapter 17 and verse 9 is a passage about the great harlot, or, in other words, the apostate church that will dominate world religion during at least the first part of the tribulation period. And we're told that the harlot sits on 7 hills. And this is something that is confusing because people believe that it's speaking about the city of Rome. I do not believe that. If someone looks at the outline or the laying forth of Rome, it's not on the hills. It's not on 7 hills. Or maybe, something that we call 7 cities or whatever around there, but I do not believe it's speaking of Rome here. 10 horns. These horns are explained by Revelation chapter 17 and verse 12. It says there, "And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast." You see, if you come upon something like this and you see the word mystery, or you see something that you really don't understand, keep this in mind. If you see the word mystery, that mystery is getting ready to be revealed by God to you in the scriptures. Or if you come upon something that does not say mystery, but you see the word horns or heads or whatever, you need to understand, if you study the Word of God, you're going to find out the answer, because the Bible explains itself. We're told that the 10 horns are 10 kings here, receiving power as kings for 1 hour with the beast. I believe that what this is speaking of here, the receiving power as kings for 1 hour with the beast, it means that their positions as kings will be very short. Horns are a symbol of power and authority. Again, these horns are explained by Revelation 17:12, and we're told that the 10 horns are 10 kings. You see how the Bible explains itself? Notice this, 10 crowns. The Antichrist will raise up the union of 10 powerful kings. Notice the names of blasphemy. I believe this indicates total, open defiance of all that is holy or that has to do with God. Many believe that what we're seeing here is a revival of the ancient Roman Empire. Well, the Roman Empire was never really defeated. It just kind of dissolved into separate kingdoms. And there have been many attempts to revive it down through the centuries. Charlemagne, Napoleon, Hitler tried, but they all failed. And apparently the Roman Empire will be revived again, and the Antichrist will dominate this union of nations. It doesn't mean that he's a Roman Catholic, doesn't mean that he's a Roman. Once again, we don't know exactly where he comes from. Now, we are already seeing this process come to pass in the European Union today, as I speak. This union, at my last count, is comprised of 27 European nations, with others who are candidates for admission. Now, the land area occupied by these nations cover much of the land area occupied by the old Roman Empire. And I think we're going to see this body produce the Antichrist, of course, and provide the 10 kings who will rule the world at the beginning of the tribulation period. Now, they may be called something else instead of the European Union at that time, but I believe this is the forerunner of what's going to take place. Well, to understand the description given of this beast in these verses, in other words, the Antichrist, you have to go back to Daniel chapter 7. Chapter 7, verses 3 through 8. And in Daniel's vision, he describes the great world empires that will follow one after another until the end of the world. Daniel chapter 7, verses 3 through 8. It says, "And 4 great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second, like a bear, like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another, like a shepherd, or a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth. It devoured and break in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. And it had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots, and behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. Well, I believe this little horn is none other than the Antichrist, the beast. Daniel speaks of a lion here in verse 4 in Daniel chapter 7. And this beast pictures the Babylonian Empire. Like a lion, ancient Babylon was powerful, fearsome, and had a ravenous appetite for domination. Well, the bear in verse 5, now we always think of the bear, and at least I've been told this for many years, that the bear represents Russia, but not so in this verse. The bear in verse 5 speaks of the Medo-Persian Empire. Like a bear, it possessed an incredible power to crush its enemies. Well, the leopard spoken of in verse 6 speaks of the Greek Empire. It's called a leopard because the Greeks were quick to dominate the world. Well, the fourth beast in this verse is the Roman Empire. With teeth of iron, they dominated the ancient world. Well, the Bible is teaching us that the Antichrist will possess the power and the personality of all these ancient empires. He will combine all of their strengths and possess none of their weaknesses. He's going to be strong. Verse 2 of Revelation chapter 13 says, And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and his great authority. Body like a leopard. I believe that his rise to power will be quick. Feet like a bear. He will crush his opponents. Mouth like a lion. Like a lion, he will swallow up, overwhelm all who dare stand in his way. Well, he's called a beast. The word beast refers to a wild animal. It's used as a metaphor of a man who is brutal, savage, and ferocious. Like a wild animal, Antichrist will attack the kingdoms of the world, and he will destroy all who get in his path. He will be a fearsome, powerful man. Now, we're going to study this, and we're going to keep studying. And once again, I encourage you to go into the book of Revelation and read chapter 13, and we're going to go further than that, but get into the Word of God. Read this chapter. Read about the beast. And study the Word of God. And we're going to go further with this now and talking about the beast and later on. And I pray that you will be praying that God will open your eyes and help me to understand more as I study the Word of God. May God bless you as you study the Word of God.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer. Oh,